Hello, brothers and sisters. May the peace of God be with you all. My name is George, and I have today my sister Akane. We both serve the Lord in the same ministry. And she had a very powerful dream about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe it's going to happen soon, and we need to be prepared. And I would like her to share with you this dream, because we are truly living in the end times, and it's a serious matter to truly repent and follow Jesus. So what was the dream you had?
Well, see, you know, with this ministry, we're serving God a lot. We're trying to go evangelize out there, reach the lost. Just that, like, lately I had this dream of the second coming of Jesus, and that just made me realize even more the urgency of reaching out to lost souls, because right now we feel like we have to reach out to them, but until I think we see the consequence on the day of judgment, we won't realize, or you know, we really hope to realize how urgent this is. So in this dream, well, first of all, I saw this like from like a movie perspective. So it was in a car, there was a man in a car, and I wasn't with him, but I could see him in the car as if I was there. And then on the sky, there was this bright shining light, and then it became stronger and stronger. So at first the man, he pulled out his phone to film, and because like he was an unbeliever, he didn't know what it could be. But then as the light came near, he took down his phone. He was like, whoa, this light is too bright, right? I can't see anything on my phone. So then actually it was Jesus, he was coming to the earth. He was on a horse. His face, we couldn't see his face, but it was like this big light. And he had a red scarf around his neck.
Wow.
He was coming on a white horse. Then he came actually next, like the car was parked. He came next to the car. And the man could see the horse next to his car. And then when he looked out the window, he saw Jesus, right? Couldn't see his face still. And then the horse had fiery eyes, like red eyes. He was really angry. And then the horse stood up on his back legs.
Wow.
And then the man, he immediately appeared in Hades. Immediately.
Mm.
So I was so shocked to see that because I thought, well, there's not even a time to like be in awe, to like go through judgment, you know, stand in front of God. Like, it's just immediately he appeared in the first death, right? He went to Hades.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was still there, I could see it. And you know, somehow I was there in person now. So I saw Hades, which is, it wasn't the lake of fire, but there was this lake of snakes, and there were a lot of people in there, and the people couldn't escape, and they kept being bit by the snakes.
Tortured.
Yeah, they were tortured, and like when I saw that, I was thinking like there's no way out for them. Like I was really hoping I could do anything to get them out of there. I even tried pulling someone, and I couldn't. And I was really hoping, like, maybe if they stop moving, like, they can be at peace for a moment or something. But no, there was no way for them to get out. And not only that, I knew that the worst was to come. The lake of fire was to come, and they were going to burn there forever. And yeah, it really made me worried. And then I kind of came back to this world, and it was still, you know, Jesus was still coming, like, very soon. And the reason why I knew Jesus was coming very soon is, you know, despite, like, apart from that vision that I got, there are people preparing for war around me. There are people preparing for war, right? That's
wow.
A thing I forgot to mention, like, during
That's
our meeting.
That, yeah.
But yeah, like...
So there is a war before the coming of Jesus Christ. There
yeah.
will be a war.
Yeah, yeah. Like, people were getting ready for this big war, like, people around me. Right, it's not like only this faraway war, like a lot of people were involved. And I was in this big place, big establishment with lots of people I met throughout my life. And then like since I suddenly knew that Jesus was coming, I called my mom. My mom, she's an unbeliever.
In the dream?
Yeah, in the dream. I called my mom on my phone, like on a video call. And then I was telling her once again the gospel. I told her, forget about religion. Like, you know, if I did anything that seemed too religious to you, like, forget about that. Like, I told her the gospel. I told her what Jesus did for her. And she was so naive about it. Like, she was grooming her hair on the video call. And so I saw, you know, how hard-hearted my mother is right now. And so that pushed me to pray more for her. And there's also the fact that since I knew God was coming, like, everything was normal, right? Like, people were just acting as if nothing was happening. People were just doing all sorts of, like, random, very relevant things, like things people won't even do in real life. But that just shows how much people are busy doing things that don't matter. So, like, even myself, like, I was doing things that are so random and useless. But then when I knew Jesus was coming, I still had like a bit of fear evangelizing, but I just told people, repent and believe in Jesus. He's coming, right? I was telling that to people. I remember there was like this person who tried to grab me and tried to like pull me back into the world to be like, oh yeah, you know, we could hang out. And I was like, what are you doing, right? Jesus is coming and you're thinking about hanging out.
Wow.
So yeah, that's what I saw in this dream, and it really confirms like another dream that I had about someone planting bombs everywhere, and I was telling people, well, I was warning people around, telling them that the bombs were going to explode, and most people didn't believe. There were only a few who got out of the building, and the rest stayed, and then I escaped too at the end, and everything exploded, right? So,
wow.
Yeah, it follows.
So it confirms, her dream confirms what I've been sharing on my YouTube channel, guys, that the Lord Jesus is truly coming soon. And we know that God is love, but we know also that He's a holy judge, and He's very angry because of our sins and wickedness and rebellion against His laws, and all the darkness in our hearts toward each other. That's why Jesus is coming to judge the world. If you read the book of Revelation, you see that, as the sister shared, He has eyes of fire. She shared like His horse also was angry, like He's coming on a horse like a king, you know, to establish His kingdom. So, but at the same time, I shared yesterday that He's coming for a marriage wedding, for a wedding for the believers, those who trust in Him and repented of their sins. So where are you? What do you believe in? Have you truly repented of your sins, my friend, and trusted Jesus and what He did for you on the cross, dying for your sins? Or are you still walking in sin, carelessness, rebellion against God? It's now the time to wake up. And also, before the coming of Jesus, there's gonna be hard times on the earth. And I didn't share this with the sister before, but her dream confirmed what I've been sharing on my YouTube channel, that there's gonna be a war and tribulation. If you read the book of Revelation, about the seals of God, there's gonna be a huge war, like a world war 3 maybe, and many people will die, 1/4 of the human population. It's gonna be so hard. But if you have a strong relationship with God, He will be your strength and refuge to endure to the end. He will be your peace in the middle of the war and tribulation, and then you will have hope after this life.
Amen.
You will have hope of eternal life. Those who don't have hope, they will become so afraid, and they will live in fear because they will lose everything. They will see everything around them falling apart. But we who trust the Lord, we know that He's coming to save us and to inherit His kingdom with Him and to have eternal life. Hallelujah. So guys, let this video be a warning for you, and also an encouragement to trust Jesus. He's coming soon. He's very angry because of sinners. But if you surrender to Him, if you surrender your life to God, you will please Him, and He will not be angry on you anymore. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time of grace. He doesn't want to judge you and condemn you now, but if you keep pushing him away, resisting the truth, hardening your heart, there will be a time where there is no more grace for you. Yeah. It's too late.
Yeah, the moment like Jesus comes, you can't repent at that moment anymore. It's too late, right? He's very angry and he's coming to retrieve his bride. And what I remember is that Jesus, he looks so glorious, you know, next to the car. Like, I just saw that and I thought, like, wow, like, we must be very honored to that Jesus has called us to him, that he's coming for us. Yeah, it's just like we have to be very honored and be proud, like boast in our God.
Amen.
Right? Because really, like, that's so amazing when he's gonna come and you're gonna be on his side. That's something to be so happy about. It's like, wow, you know, all my, like, all this time I've been telling you about this God, and now he has come, Jesus has come, and look, he's real, and I'm on his side. Mm-hmm. Right? And yeah, that's truly an honor. But really, what this dream showed me is that, like, reaching out for souls, like, even saving a few souls, that's way more important than all the blessings you can receive. Like, literally what I thought in my dream was, forget about the blessings. Like, these people, they're perishing. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. So, yeah, you know, the Bible says in the last days, your sons and daughters will prophesy and see, like, there's more and more people having these dreams. Mm-hmm. The birth pangs are increasing. They're getting closer and closer. Yeah, they're getting closer and closer, and you know, the more revelations people receive, the more you see people preaching the gospel out there, the more, yeah, people are being reached out. That means that we're getting closer to the end. We're getting closer to the end, and we really have to focus on God. Put God first, despite what you have on the side. Put God first and all these things will be added onto you. That's what the Lord says.
Exactly. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and everything else will be added to you.
Amen.
God knows your needs. Just trust him. He's your provider. Trust him. He will give you what you need. But now seek his kingdom first. And as the sister shared in her dream, when the guy in the car met Jesus, it was too late for him to repent. Immediately he went to Hades, like a place before the lake of fire, kind of hell. You know, immediately he went there to be tormented with snakes. Snakes are an image of demons.
Yeah.
And demons. And somewhere in the Bible, Jesus gave a parable that those who are rebelled against the king, against God, they will be delivered to the tormentors.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And he could be hinting about demons tormenting people. It could be a possible interpretation of this passage. So there is a torment, and there is no second chance, my friend. Don't say, oh, after Jesus will come, or after I see the rapture, then I will repent. Actually, it will be too late for you. You know, there is no second chance after the coming of Jesus Christ. Now you need to believe. And Jesus said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. You know? So, in Jesus there is life. He's the Son of God. Surrender your life to him. Do you have something else to share?
No, I think everything was said.
Amen. Thank you for watching, guys. God bless you. Share this video so we can reach more people. And may the joy of the Lord be our strength in these end times.
Amen.